A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is our career segment here on Money FM 89.3. I'm with Adrian Chu, the founder at Career Agility International. Five warning signs in a job interview. Before the break, he gave us his five: when the interviewer doesn't really know what he or she wants out of you. Number two, when the people interviewing you aren't decision makers or your future supervisor. Number three, when the office environment looks unusual. Number four, when the interviewer keeps fishing for confidential information. And number five, when the person interviewing you is rude or disrespectful. I particularly like number five, Adrian.
I'm sure we've all been there and we've all done that. So
yeah, okay. Here are my five warning signs in a job interview. And I've worked for 40 years, so I've had a lot of job interviews dating back to the 1970s. My first serious job interview was in January in 1978 when I sat in the office of the Sydney Morning Herald in Sydney. I was trying to become a trainee journalist.
Okay.
So that's 40 years ago.
Wow.
That was in January 1978. And, you know, ended up getting that job. That was a long time ago. But things have changed, Adrian, in the workplace in 40 years, right?
Yes.
All right. Number one, when they show disrespect to your previous company.
Oh, wow.
Here's an example. This is quite a long time ago. I was interviewing for a very attractive job here in Singapore, and I was still engaged in another job, and they were wanting me to quit that other job immediately and start working without any notice period, and said, just really showed no respect for the company that I was already at. Mm-hmm. And they said, come on, hurry up. Can you quit this week and join us? And I said, no, I've been with this other company for several years. I want to show them respect. I want to make sure that I finish projects. And in the end, they allowed me to do that.
Okay, that's good. Because it's only the right thing to do, right?
Yeah.
To exit on the right note.
Exactly. They were so selfish and so self-centered.
Yeah.
They showed no respect for this other company.
Yeah, but the funny thing as well is that if they expected you to do that, if you did that, as an employer, I'll be worried because you do it to me as well down the road, right?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. It's a sign. It's a real sign. You can learn a lot about the people that are going to be your future bosses by the way they behave in those first few minutes of that interview, correct?
Yes, correct. And I think that's very telling, right?
Yeah. So as it turned out, it was a smooth transition. I finished up at the previous company and I was able to start, you know, and there was no real need to speed me through because, you know, they're just being impatient and selfish.
No, I think they were just excited to have you on board, that's all.
Hopefully. Okay, point number two, five warning signs in a job interview with Adrian Chu, the career strategist. When they show little or no respect in you as a person, you're just a number, you're just a cog in the wheel.
Yes, that's very true. In fact, one of the signs of that happening is when they tell you the interview is going to be at 3 o'clock and then you sit outside and they only meet you at 4 o'clock without even telling you anything.
Exactly, exactly.
That's a real red flag as well.
Yeah, and of course, then when the boots on the other foot, they'll be outraged, right?
Yes, correct. So if they're not expecting you even as an applicant or if you're interviewing for the role, you can imagine that when you're in the role, it's going to be worse.
Yes, and indeed, and just adding to that, it's even when they don't ask you personal questions about who you are. They just see you as someone that can do this job, you know, and that was a real bugbear with me where you're working with people that know nothing about you personally. I mean, we're not talking about personal details like your PIN numbers and your IC numbers,
shoe size. Blood type.
Just about what motivates you, what gets you up in the morning, you know, what you're into, this kind of stuff. And the fact that they didn't even ask that is, sure enough, when you're actually in the job, they don't really show any interest in you either. And I'm not saying I'm the most interesting person in the world, but when I was the boss at Astro in Malaysia and I worked that job for 5 years, I was a vice president of production. I love to find out about my people and what they liked and what football team they supported and what their favorite food was and, you know, where they went to school. And I didn't want to pry, but just so I knew how they could fit into our team and I could work towards providing their goals.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it's going to be a real boring place if you're just there to work and go back home and that's it, right?
Exactly. So, you know, don't get too close to your colleagues, but by all means, if you're a boss, find out about what that person makes them tick because they can help you. When you find that out, it's not just because you're being nice. It's because they may have a flair or a passion for something that can help your company.
Yeah, that's right. And besides all that, it's just a human thing to do, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay, point number three, five warning signs in a job interview. When it's clear they manage up and not down.
Okay. How would you see that in an interview?
Well, I can remember doing this interview with a man and a woman. This was quite a few years ago, and they were the bosses of this company. And they were obsessed about their little kind of political ladder up and, you know, who was in charge of what. And this is all coming out in the job interview. And they're talking about, oh, we've got to do this because that'll please this boss and this, this, this. So they're just so focused on managing up and not down. So they don't care about their people. They are just trying to keep their own jobs and, you know, look after their backside.
Yeah, that's just true. And these are the type of bosses you want to be careful of because they'll stab you in the back.
Yeah, they won't think twice about throwing you under the bus.
They'd sell
their grandmother to get a promotion. Am I being harsh or not?
No, I think it's true. And but sometimes it's tough to tell that during the interview itself. But when you do get a whiff of it,
you have to stay clear.
Yeah, because especially if you go on LinkedIn and you look at the interviewer's profile and you see that he's had a meteoric rise. And you know that this guy is either really good or he's a player.
Maybe
a bit of both. But so you got to be careful, especially if they are really ambitious. Then you have to be careful because a lot of times these guys, like what you say, they'll throw you under the bus.
I remember that, and that's very poignant actually, because I had a boss that was very bad who had actually been part of a takeover from a previous company, and that's why he was in such a high position. He was kind of parachuted up to a high level because he was in a company that was taken over by a bigger company which I was working for. And he wasn't good. He was weak.
Yeah, but politically he was good and strong.
Yeah, he was connected.
Yeah,
because he had the president or whoever it was, the vice president's back, I guess, because he was part of that takeover.
Yeah.
All right, next point. When they fail to deliver on their promises in terms of selection process timelines.
Uh-huh.
And we've all been there, haven't we? And this relates to a job I went for many years ago, more than a decade ago, where I actually flew to the US. I did a test there and I was interviewed and it was quite a big deal actually. And I was in Singapore at the time and, you know, I was unemployed. I'd lost my job. So I was desperate to find out whether I got this job or not. And they said, no matter what happens, we're going to tell you within 2 weeks whether you got this job or not.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks went by. 3 weeks went by. A month went by. And I'm saying, do you know? And, oh, we don't know yet. 2 months, 3 months, up to 3 months, almost 3 months went by before they finally told me I had the job. But I was in this uncertain limbo for 3 months. And sure enough, and you know why? They didn't know about whether I had the job or not because they were disorganized, completely disorganized.
Wow.
It was a startup project.
So you did get a job in the
end. I got the job in the end and I ended up staying there for 2 years. But it was very difficult, very, very difficult, badly managed project. And the warning signs were there, Adrian, where – they didn't get back to me on the timeline they said. Yeah. And of course, they weren't coming back to me in 2 weeks and saying, hey, listen, I know we said 2 weeks, but it's going to take longer.
Mm-hmm.
There was radio silence.
I think they were busy putting out fires.
Yeah, they didn't know what they were doing. It was chaotic. So anything chaotic in that selection and interview process means that the job's going to be chaotic when you actually do it.
Yes, probably right.
It's not going to miraculously change.
It's not going to change. That's the culture in there. And that's modus operandi. So
correct.
But one thing that comes out of all this is that we have to note that if we are going for job interviews, it's a two-way street. As much as they're choosing us, we're also choosing them.
Mm.
So if the moment you see their warning signals or something's just not right. So what was interesting was one of my early interviews where I'm straight out of university, I met and was interviewed by this lady, this Australian lady.
Go easy on the Aussies.
Yeah, there's one in the room now. So she was nice. She was lovely, and but she was the MD for the region, and she was looking for. And I was a fresh eye, bushy tail, fresh graduate, and I was going for the interview there, but I noticed something about her. She was nervous. She was her hands were shaking.
Oh.
She had she smelled the reek of cigarette.
Oh dear.
And she looked really, really high strung.
Mm.
And I could see tobacco stains on her teeth and everything.
Oh dear.
And she looked really stressed out to me.
Mm.
And after the interview she said, "No, Adrian, I'd really like you to come on board and join us. You know, if you work really well, in the next couple of years you'll be just like me." And I was looking at me, I don't think I want to be like you.
You didn't take the job.
I didn't take that job. So it was telling because I didn't want that job. Must have been really scary and stressful.
If the person recruiting you is looking like that, that's a major red flag. Okay, five warning signs in a job interview with Adrian Chu, the career strategist. When they try to, and as we touched on this before, when they try to get you to work for free as part of the selection process.
Oh, yes.
All right. True story. I was going for a job a few years ago, and it looked like I was going to get the job, but the HR department was quite slow. But it wasn't 100% guaranteed. Remember, I've spoken to you before about things that are promised and aren't delivered, right?
Yeah.
And I was supposed to get posted to
a
certain city. So they said, oh, look, Jason, it's going to be a while before we can get you on board, but do you mind flying with us to Jakarta on this business trip and work for us over there?
No way.
True. And I'm like, And I had to cancel work. I was a freelancer at that time, and I had to cancel work because I was going to do a voiceover for golf. So I said, okay, I'll do that. So so I had to pay the money out of my own ticket. Sorry, my ticket out of my own money, fly to Jakarta, do this consultancy work, stay a couple of nights in the hotel, pay for that, and then I had to invoice them to get the money back. Okay. I mean, I wasn't getting any consultancy fee. So this, to me, didn't seem right. I did it, and I ended up getting the job. But looking back on that particular experience with those people, it wasn't a good sign. And, of course, they were troublesome people.
Yeah, I think the least they could do is to at least stamp out the money and the tickets up front, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think pay you, say, here's $1,000 to go for a consultant. You know, here's a nominal fee.
Yes, correct.
Because I had to give up work to do that.
Yeah, especially since you're freelancing, right? And it's and there is a per diem rate anyway.
Yeah. So look, I wasn't out of pocket, but I didn't get paid for this consultancy. But I considered this consultancy as part of the job that I did. And when I actually joined, whenever I say about the job that I did in that company, I start from that consultancy date, even though it wasn't my official start date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was working for them and I was engaged and actually I continued to work for free for them after that until I actually got on board because it was a project that I would be managing when I joined the company.
That's true because the meter was running since that flight.
Exactly. And of course, you're thinking you're engaged, you're talking to the people in Jakarta, and you're not getting paid until you actually first start that job as an official employee. But I don't think that's right. What do you think?
No, I think it's good that it was professional of you to go up to at least have sound it out. But I think the very least they could do is to offer to pay you for your time. And even then, to pay you for the air tickets and the hotel stay. I mean, it's not right for you to stamp out your own money.
Yeah, and have to claim it back. And it took several months for me to get that money. And there were a lot of issues with payment and all that.
Yeah, correct. So I think fundamentally the process is wrong. And I think, once again, it's indicative of how badly the organizations probably run, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So 5 warning signs in a job interview. Number 1, these are mine. When they show disrespect to your previous company, when they show little or no interest in you as a person, when it's clear they manage up and not down, when they fail to deliver on their promises in terms of selection process timelines, and when they try to get you work for free as part of the selection process. All true, Adrian. True stories. I'm not embellishing these.
Oh, no. War stories. But as I said earlier, you know, these are instructive for our listeners that when you smell something is wrong, follow your gut. If you smell something is wrong, it's not right, don't go for it. Don't go for that job, you know. Even they may throw money in your way, they may throw a nice fancy title and everything, nice corner office. Be careful. It's a two-way process. As much as they're choosing you, you're also choosing them.
And if you see a woman with cigarette stains on her teeth and handshaking, she's a good friend of Adrian's. Don't take the job.
Don't take that job. I wonder if she's still around. It's been like 20 years ago. So.
Oh, I can only imagine the stress she's been under for the last 2 decades. Adrian, as always, thank you so much. Find out more about Adrian on LinkedIn. He is the career strategist, founder at Career Agility International, and author of Career Crossroads. Have a good week.
Thanks a lot.